Good morning, this is Ben Jensen on Livestock Lines. This episode is from a recent interview that I did at the NCBA convention.
I'm currently sitting here with Eric Moore. He works as the Director of Technical Services at Norbrook, which is an animal health company. And so, Eric, can you explain a little bit of the product line to producers that are looking for different types of treatment, antibiotics for their cattle herd?
You bet, Ben. Thanks for taking the time today. We currently at Norbrook, of course, we're a family-owned pharmaceutical company based in Northern Ireland. We currently manufacture and produce five classes of antibiotics for use by producers in their treatment programs. If we talk about what we as a company want to do, of course, first of all, you don't want to have to treat them if you don't have to, and so prevention is always the key in working with a veterinarian to get that prevention program in place. But when you do have issues, you want to reach for a quality manufactured product that has a good efficacy, and you want to match up the antibiotic, get the right bug, get the right drug at the right time. And so you want to get the right antibiotic for the right time. And we at Norbrook actually have antibiotics that fall in five different classes of antibiotics. So if you talk about indications, whether it be respiratory disease, foot rot, skin lesions, lumpy jaw, pink eye, you know, we have a toolbox full to handle any of those types of conditions. And so one thing we have, we just launched a macrolide, macrolide is a type of antibiotic, a class of antibiotic, and then we have a Tulev, which is a generic of Draxxin, so it's labeled for BRD, pink eye, and foot rot, and has a fast-acting, long-lasting product for treatment on that, Ben. So those are the types of things we have. Is we have a norfenicol, which is a fluorophenicol class that is labeled for BRD and foot rot as well. So, and then our Noramycin 300, which is a product that has indications for about anything that could happen to the cow. So it's labeled for lumpy jaw, BRD, foot rot, pink eye, lepto, E. coli caused by scours. So it's got that broad label, broad indication that we need on the ranch when we go treat things.
I know there's a new rule coming in from the FDA about having prescriptions for antibiotics. Have you any recommendations for producers that are going to have to adjust to that?
Yeah, so starting June 11th, 2023 is when the Guidance for Industry 263 goes into place. And when that goes into place, any product that's being shipped out from manufacturing moves from an over-the-counter marketing status to prescription status. That's what we're talking about. And so what that means is, after those products have cleared the marketplace, if I have a producer who has a calf with pink eye, he walks into the farm store or local animal supplier to get something over the counter, it won't be available. So in order to address that, there's two things you need to do. Number one is get a relationship with a veterinarian so you can get a script and get access to those antibiotics. Number two is ask your animal health supplier that you buy from now what their intention is after that date. So if they are going to become a pharmacy and have the availability to be a pathway for you to get those antibiotics, then you can utilize them to do that with a veterinary prescription. So the key is get with your veterinarian.
All right, well, thank you for joining me, Eric, for some of the insight on some of the products that you're producing here. One fun fact for the audience is that Eric and I grew up not too far apart. He grew up in Superior, Nebraska, so we had to go all the way to New Orleans here to see each other. Well, I appreciate you joining me here, Eric, at NCBA.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
That is all today for Livestock Lines. Again, that was from a recent interview that I did at the NCBA convention, and I was speaking with Eric Moore, the Director of Technical Services for Norbrook, an animal pharmaceutical company, and we were speaking on Norbrook's products as well as an upcoming regulation that will change antibiotics to be only available through a prescription through a veterinarian. Again, this has been Ben Jensen here on Livestock Lines.